Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast.
Yay!
You got too much.
I got too much energy.
Yes.
I
ain't finished this coffee yet.
That's
so
why I have energy.
Let me warm up, as she would say. It's a Sasha and Mia episode today.
Is. Yes.
The therapist is taking care of some family duties. We got to christen the baby.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
Yeah.
I forgot. So,
yay.
Ooh,
dedicate the baby to the Lord.
I missed out on a lot of prom pictures this year. I didn't see a lot of prom pictures. I thought about it. I was like, we old. We ain't got young children no more.
So I want to say something about prom.
It's about to be graduation time.
Niggas be wilding, first of all. So they did a side-by-side comparison to white children going to the prom and black children going to the prom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, I saw crazy prom shit in the past, right? But I guess maybe I never really looked on the whiter side of life for prom. They're so basic. They just go get them a little off the rack. JCPenney dress, you know, hair. You know, they might put
Sunday outfit.
Yeah, they might put some hot rollers in it. The boys don't even go get tuxedos
like
that.
They get blazer jackets.
Yeah, they wear
khakis.
Nice. Yeah. A lot of the little dudes, white dudes, they was going in a Converse.
Okay.
Or some of the little boys had on like little the hunting boots.
Don't say boots.
Yeah, some of them with Vans. Some of them with cowboy boots. I'm talking about hunting boots. Shit. It's still early, y'all. Fuck with me. Hold on. I'm coming. She getting there. So it just was crazy. And so when I went to look in the comments underneath, it was saying how you can see how black parents and white parents value and allocate their funds to the more appropriate things. Because in all actuality, prom is one night. Prom should not be a whole, like, these kids was having like a whole, like, explosion.
Yeah,
and
they were having a Met Gala moment.
Right. Videographers coming out, taping them come out the house, people renting them, you know.
I never heard of a prom send off. Maybe I'm old.
I ain't never heard of that shit either because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I went to the prom every year I was in high school, and I only went to high school 3 years. But I even went to the prom the year after I graduated because I graduated early. So I went to 4 proms. I've never spent over, and this is 1990s now, so hold on. I've never spent over $150 for a dress. I had the dyeable shoes, so I was able to
to
dye like 2 pairs of the shoes to match my dresses.
Okay.
You know, you get your little accessories from Claire's. And just by the grace of God, I was able to, I'm a hairstylist. So even then, I was able to do my own hair for 2 of my proms. And the other 2 proms, I went to a hairdresser and, you know, was in, you know, median range. You know, I paid $50, $60 to get my goddamn hair done. And so I don't think my mama paid over about $200, $250 for prom.
Well, you could.
And that was a lot. Because after that, my mom was like, don't ask for shit else. It's 4 other kids in this motherfucker. And I done balled out on you. But that was my thing for my mom to ball out for me on because I ain't really do sports. I ain't take nothing else real serious. But I love to dress up.
Right.
So if I was in a pageant or if it was something with prom and even with my pageants, my mom found places that rented dresses because we just did not have the money like that to buy expensive dresses. And I understood the assignment and I worked with my fucking mom. But you got kids in the fucking projects, low income housing, like spending thousands of dollars on prom, and then you look at these white children.
They just
want to go out and have a good time and dance with their friends and chill. When it's a whole, I did it like this, and my shit better than yours, and I got on the Jordans, and
but
you got on.
They
the
might get evicted next week. Or repossession about to happen.
Right.
Or something about to get cut off.
How we about to pay for this? It was a young lady whose mama even did a GoFundMe.
For what? For her prom?
For her whole prom setup.
Now, there was one, she was disabled. I can't remember what she had, but she's never been to prom, and she did ask those to help contribute to her specials, proms, whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought that was sweet. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people did do that. But outside of that, I've never been to prom. Never was inclined to go to prom. Never wanted to go to prom. Like, I didn't miss out on prom. I really didn't.
Any of your proms?
Mm-mm. And then my senior year, I was pregnant. So yeah. I definitely ain't about to go to prom. So, but I cannot sit there and fathom spending that type of money. First of all, the cars were on point. In previous prom years, I didn't see too many this year, and I'm thinking like everybody that's our age group, their kids pretty much have graduated, right, and they're in college now or about to graduate from college. So that's probably why I didn't see a lot of prom. So I said I was going to go to other like sites to see, because I do get tickled to see how these people theme their proms,
right?
Like, but the send
off, like a little mini movie.
The send off part, like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Uh-huh.
I know the guy would go to the girl house and pick her up, and right, you know, the whole family is around. You know, look at Sherman, yeah, you know. But to do the whole red carpet,
yes, having a professional photographer,
yeah,
take them to a site and do professional pictures.
I mean, that is crazy.
I thought, like, what are we saving for her wedding?
Baby, she's going to be expecting,
like,
a whole lot.
Okay.
Because if that was me and my parents went all out for my prom, my wedding better be 20 times better.
But that just goes to show how we go over the top for baby showers. You don't see white people doing the shit that we do for baby showers now. They act like the damn baby about to be Prince or King.
$5,000 for a baby shower. Yeah. I've seen it.
No.
The venue. What happened going to the local rec park?
Center, right. The park rec center.
Yes.
Y'all having some little
streamers, balloons, table toppers.
Right. Play some games. We gonna have the little finger sandwiches, meatballs.
The Publix cake.
And
or cupcake.
Yeah. Baby shower, $200.
What happened to going to the darn McDonald's Playland?
Kids,
what
don't,
happened going right, to the kids, skate rink?
Right, kids don't right, have McDonald's birthday parties no more, right? They have extravaganzas.
Yes.
It's like,
I cannot.
Oh, little Billy invited us to his petting zoo for his birthday, and he had live zebras and elephants and camels and a fire-breathing dragon. And
I still treat my grandkids' birthdays like how I was brought up. We get Neapolitan ice cream. We getting the chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. You got all three flavors in one bucket.
Right.
Okay?
Pick which one you want.
And be skimpy on the chocolate, because you know that's the slimmer one. That's mm-hmm, they make that. See? Vanilla's usually the big one.
It's racial. It's racial. Why the fuck do they make the chocolate the slimmest one? See what I'm talking about?
They give you enough strawberry. They make the chocolate real slim.
I don't like that. That's a problem for me.
Yeah. That's what we doing.
That's that DEI shit.
And everybody going to bring a little gift.
Right.
And we're going to say happy birthday,
kids
cut the cake,
don't even
and then
bring
we go home.
Gifts to, kids don't even bring gifts to birthday parties no more. Where the toy stores? Ain't none. It's an aisle in Walmart and Target. And yeah, if you can't find no toy on there, you better go on Amazon. And I mean, life is just different. And I don't like the direction of, yeah.
I just heard on the radio last week that, because you know we don't have a Party City building anymore. Like, exactly. Where are you going to get all your supplies from?
Right.
So I heard on the radio last week that Staples has partnered with Party City.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're still an online store.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can buy the Party City party favors from Staples now.
But what happens when I need, it's last minute. I'm having a party and I need my shit for the party. I think there should be a Party City store.
You better get Amazon Prime next day or 5 a.m. delivery.
Again,
I don't know.
I said same day.
Oh, same day.
Yeah. So you can find a couple of little party trinkets and shit in Dollar General. But it's not like, you know, like when you went in the Party City back in the day, you could go down the aisle and it'd be like 50s theme. You could go down this aisle and it'd be like little girl's birthday party, little boy's birthday party.
Yeah.
You could go on the aisle and every kind of balloon was there and they could blow your balloons up for you. And like, I dug Party City because I'm a birthday girl. Because before everybody started talking about you the birthday, I was the fucking birthday. And I'm big on, yes, because I'm the birthday. And I'm big on other people's birthday. So the day of, especially if I'm going to meet my friends or whatever, I like to go and get balloons for them. And I like to go and, you know, get little party favors to dress up the table or whatever if we're going to meet for dinner.
I don't know.
Or whatever. And it's like now it's just like, yeah. Oh.
So the places that are obsolete now that you cannot find is Joann's Fabrics.
Yes.
You cannot find the Party Cities. You cannot find the Michaels.
Right.
Well, Michaels is kind of taken over by like Hobby Lobby or something like that. But Michaels was like dedicated to arts and crafts.
Right.
You know, so it's like, where do the people that have love for that type of craft, where do y'all go?
But these motherfuckers keep a goddamn Halloween store or a goddamn fireworks.
The Halloween store operates, when does this open? I think they open like a month before Halloween.
No, it's longer than that.
It's longer?
I swear, the Halloween store seemed like be open after Labor Day.
But they shut down quick. So once Halloween has passed, I think they stay open for a couple of days because the costumes are 50% off, I think. But then they disappear.
But
they make all their money for a whole year.
They kill it. Halloween store kills it. They make every dime of their money. So I think it should be like a designated store for the theme of what's going on. So like if you get like a department store and maybe you load it up with December, load it up with Christmas and New Year's stuff. And then people could go in, because people decorate for New Year's.
Like a holiday theme store.
I think that would be a thing. So if anybody looking for, you know, some ideas.
That's a good idea.
A holiday theme store. Then you could, because, that's another thing that I don't like that y'all do. The minute goddamn Halloween over with, y'all want to run straight to Christmas. God damn it. We're going to acknowledge Thanksgiving. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all acting
but
like
people don't believe Thanksgiving is a real holiday.
Kiss like, my ass.
Well, Thanksgiving, a lot of people think all the holidays are fake, which to each
they
is
are. It's all paganism. Because, I mean, y'all
but
don't know.
Don't pick and choose which ones.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanksgiving means something to me because that is my time. I'm thankful every day.
Right.
But that Thanksgiving is my time to be overly thankful of being able to be with my friends and family, giving, you know, more thanks and gratitude for everything that I have. I'm just a grateful person, period.
Mm-hmm.
So Thanksgiving is bigger to me than even Christmas, because That's Jesus' birthday. That's not y'all birthday. Why do y'all feel like y'all even deserve gifts? So to me, Christmas time is my time to, I've just celebrated my gratitude for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. right? So Thanksgiving is my time. It's Christmas is my time to give back into what I'm grateful for. So I'm a big gift giver. I don't care about getting gifts because, like I said, that's Jesus' birthday. It's not mine. My birthday was in October because, see, that was my Christmas. Mm-hmm. October 23rd is my Christmas, is my New Year's and my birthday all in one. That's why I said I'm the birthday. I get presents from October 1st until November 22nd because that's the end of Scorpio season. You understand what I'm saying? So I've had a whole, like, month and a half of a birthday. That's why I got three, you know, holidays mm-hmm. in mind, right? So now, since we celebrating Jesus, baby Jesus, I don't care about all of that, you know?
I mean, and to me, that makes sense. Like, to me, my birthday is my New Year. Mm-hmm. It's my Christmas.
Right.
It's every holiday wrap. To me, that's my favorite day.
Yes.
My favorite day.
Yes.
And especially with me being towards the end of the month, I feel like I got a whole month. It's like, it's all about me. And I feel Thanksgiving should be about just, like,
family.
Said, family.
And gathering.
It's a gathering moment. It's a moment where everybody can take a time out their schedule and come together to just fellowship and love on one another, because we are living so many busy lives that it's sometimes it's hard to get everybody's attention. But we know Thanksgiving, the world kind of shut down for a couple of days for families to be together, you know?
Because if we did not have Thanksgiving or holidays like that, when would you see your family? At a funeral.
At a funeral. Ooh.
Or a wedding, if everybody came.
Yeah.
But more than likely,
the wedding, but the funeral for sure.
The majority of the times, when do you see the bulk of your family? At a funeral.
At a funeral.
And one person is missing.
We got to do better.
Yes. And one person is missing.
It's always one person.
Yeah, because that's the person with who we funeralizing.
Oh, God.
Don't. It is.
No, I was thinking there's always one person because family.
Everybody can't come to the funeral.
Well, and family, it's always something
right.
about, I don't like this person, I don't like that person, whatever. So it's always something.
But then who is the funeral about? So the funeral is the celebration of the life of the person who's no longer there. So you're not there for them. They're gone. They're not there.
Amen.
You're there because you're celebrating their life and it's, you know, it's a sad moment because you miss them. But what did you do for them? What were you to them when they were here? So to me, in all actuality, if you weren't cool with them or on speaking terms or you didn't go see them or acknowledge them as you should when they were here, don't show up to their homegoing celebration. I don't want nobody at my shit who wasn't fucking with me when I was alive.
You already got a checklist of who you approve and who you disapprove.
And do. Because why are you here?
Somebody said, if you don't have a recent picture with me in, then you can't come in.
Yes. I will have a guest list at my funeral.
Shut up.
And you should not be there if you're not on the guest list. Because that means you wasn't fucking with me like that. So why are you here? You trying to get some of this good repast food? Because I'm going to make sure I leave some money. So them niggas eat good. They're going to eat great. It's going to be a celebration. It's going to be a party. And then y'all got to listen to all my favorite songs. And I'm going to have a photo montage of my life. Oh, it's going to be a fucking extravaganza.
You know what? I was thinking, I don't know, we're so off topic. But you should have a step and repeat with your picture on
Yes.
There.
Baby, it's going
and
down.
Everybody take pictures on
Do
the step
Do you understand? They going
to
be like,
it's supposed to be a celebration.
Baby, it's going to be the club. They going to be like, that was the livest fucking funeral I've ever been to. Like, they going to be like, I had so much fucking fun because it's the remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I live my life because there's no one who knew me who would be able to say, if that bitch ain't live her life, Ain't nobody live her life.
Right.
So, of course, my homegoing celebration is going to be a big fucking party.
Well, that's kind of cute, though.
It is. I'm going to have a DJ. I'm planning.
Are you having a DJ?
Damn right. And he going to play my playlist.
Oh,
all
Lord.
My songs.
If y'all don't know Yoshi's playlist.
And y'all going to remember. And when No Hands come on, y'all better get your ass out here and throw some ass. And be crying while you throw some ass now, because you
but
said.
But you have a huge playlist.
I like have
your
a huge
playlist.
Play.
Is,
baby.
It has a range.
It will be no line dancing at the funeral.
No. You're not into that.
Mm-mm. It's going to be just throwing ass and having a good time. And we might have some rave moments. And we're going to have some gospel. Yeah, it's going to be. And then we're going to have some salsa. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
You got something for everybody.
It's going to be something for everybody. Yes. Cash going to be there.
Oh, Lord. That's the dog. That's her son. Her baby.
But it's going to be a fun moment. But I think if we get back to the essence of, and we done went all off topic all around the world, because that's what Sasha and Mia do. But I think if we get back to the essence of what things are really supposed to be, I think we can enjoy them more.
I think, shout out to all of the creatives, the wedding, not wedding, like just the people, event people, like event mm-hmm. staff,
planners.
They do an amazing job. Like
they do.
The creativity. And I think a lot of them, that is a time for them to showcase all of their talents, because it's really good talent out there. And people want to get paid for what they do, mm-hmm. not knocking that at all. However, when did it become a fad that it had to be that expensive? You can still, like, I just don't understand. I really don't understand why is, am I broke or something? Like, is that a broke mentality?
No,
I don't know.
I just
don't understand, like, The event planners, y'all do an amazing job with the art, balloon arches and all of the decorating. Like, it's beautiful. And some of it is just captivating. But I'm just trying to understand.
But Vaughn, aside from the materials, you can't really put a price on somebody's creativity and their time it takes to do something. I don't know how long it takes to make one of them big fabulous balloon arches.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. All I know is, so we finna pay all this money for this balloon arch for the pictures and for the moment, and I can't take this shit with me and have it forever.
Well, my like that too.
I want something that's gonna be. I can have this shit forever if I want to use it again. Like, this was really pretty. I want to use it again. I paid for it. Like, so.
And don't get me wrong. Every occasion that you celebrate is supposed to be special, whether it's prom, birthdays, births, baby showers, mm-hmm. graduate. All of that is supposed to be a special moment that, you know, once in a lifetime type mm-hmm. deal. I just don't understand how it just got to be such extravagance where. You broke. You living in, like you say, you live in the projects. You trying to live outside your means, or you're trying to live with the Joneses. Like, I just don't understand why. If you got it, you got it. Like, not knocking that. Kinda I am, but not really, because you have the means to do the things.
I guess it might be a mindset, you know. Like, I got a broke best friend. He's a guy, and that nigga live his life. He be everywhere. He do everything, but he don't have no money.
How? What? Who are you? Who are you? Who? How?
And I be like,
teach me the game.
And I be like, nigga, what did you
teach
celebrate
me
in poverty? Because yeah, you done went out of town, had all this fun, and like then you got to come back. Hey, yo, let me borrow $100.
That's how he's doing it. He is getting funding from other sources to. You know, help his habits.
And I'm like, What?
Because somebody somewhere is going to give him what he needs, because he's already spent the money on this trip. So now he got to pay, you know, light bill over here.
Right.
Pay this over there. I just don't understand. I don't know.
So
I can't live my life like that.
Right. And it comes down to you gotta have fun. You gotta have fun. You can't just work and not live the life you want to live and have the things you want to have. I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer in that. But you have to know when to scale back. Like last year, I knew I couldn't spend a lot of money last year because I knew what this year was going to be for mm-hmm. me. So I cleared up debt. I kind of, you know, was a little more reserved in my traveling because I knew this year was going to be the extravaganza of me celebrating 50.
Yeah, it's a milestone.
So, I don't know. I just kind of prepare and plan for these events so that I still have enough money to live. I still have enough money to come back home to. And... but I still have enough money to have a good time and do the things that I want to do.
This is my thing. If you can't afford to go to the beach, Miami, somewhere tropical, go to your local lake.
Yeah.
It's probably
free. Instead of going for 3 days, go for one.
No, that's wasting time right there. that's wasting gas and travel and energy. But do things that is within your means. If you can't afford to go to the movies, watch a good Netflix special. Go to Tubi. Like, take a picnic in the backyard of your house. I don't know.
But that's a part of being creative.
Yeah.
And I would prefer...
creativity can be free sometimes.
Right. And I would prefer, now that, you know, I'm older... everybody likes to depict me as the as being, you know, a little, I don't know. Just, I don't really fuck with people who ain't got money like that. Well, I ain't say fuck with people, but men, right? My man gotta have some money. He do, cause I got money. So you think I'm fuck with something broke? I'm very unapologetic about that. However. I don't believe in wasting money. I don't believe in stupid spending.
Right.
So I will say that if a man was to do something very simplistic, and I've posted shit like this, got a pickup truck, you want to put a comforter in the back of the pickup truck and put up a little pop-up screen and we watch a movie in your backyard.
I would enjoy that. Because it's the effort that went in.
Yeah.
Now, he can't be doing that all the time.
No.
But if it's something out of the norm.
Right.
And especially if you know that he's not the creative type mm-hmm. and then go out and do something like that, that might be a cute little, oh my goodness, I can't believe he did that.
Right.
So, yeah.
A girlfriend of mine was telling me how... the friend that she's dating now, he got her a private chef at her home one Friday night and made her dinner.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. Like, I've never had some shit like that before.
Or taking a nice cooking class or...
Correct.
I've seen that.
I want to do different shit like that. I'm making my list of the things that I want to do differently in this phase of my life. I mean, I'm about to be 50. I'm almost dead. Like,
girl, shut up.
I'm just saying. It's third quarter. It's third motherfucking quarter.
You are not almost dead.
I mean,
no, 50 is... it's too many people leaving this earth.
It is.
Don't say
and
that.
So I'm closer. I'm closer to the finish line than I am from the starting line. Okay, so I won't say I'm almost dead because I'm gonna live till I'm 110.
You got your
child.
Your Pampers.
Child. I ain't gonna say the Pampers, but I'm gonna say them poise pads is in the shopping cart.
And what's the bedside toilet? Not the bedpan, but the toilet. The one where you...
The one with the little handlebars on it.
Yeah, because you can't make it...
I got one in my garage.
Because you can't make it to the bathroom quicker, though.
Look, I
still... Because that thing, you cough too hard and it just leak.
My grandma used to live with me, y'all, so I still got her little bedside commode in my garage because I said, I don't never know what I'm going to need that hoe.
Oh,
so let me go ahead on to keep it, just in case. You know, bitch, have to whip that out and sit down because
I'm just saying...
I just told my friend today, so I'm in summer school, and I had to take an elective. And I signed up for this yoga class. Oh, my fucking God. When I tell y'all, I had no idea how... I don't even know. I feel like my body has been in a damn ball, apparently, for the last year or two, because just the stretching and the manipulation... of my body since being in this class, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm erupting from a cocoon or something.
Was that your first class or?
So I've been taking it all week.
Okay.
So, and with these, so you have a video class and you have to do all the stretches and movements because this class will in turn prepare me for if I want to become a yoga certified instructor. So this is why I love the program that I'm in, because aside from me getting my actual degree, my master's, it also prepares me and puts me in a loop of taking certification classes and testing for other things like my health and wellness practitioner exam and my yoga certification exam, yoga instructor certification exam. So who knows?
I do have one question.
Yes.
What exactly is yoga? Like, what is it good for? Like, is it a mental cleanse? Is it a spiritual cleanse?
It is. It's mind, body, spirit. It's like without going too much into it, but it's like a modality of just kind of opening the chakras and releasing energy as well as welcoming in new energy, stretching, balancing. And there are so many different
types of yoga
okay. that you could get into that it would be hard to kind of like really hone in on. I think you just got to find your niche. But just the whole what yoga encompasses.
Being like, one with yourself.
Right.
Okay.
It's just such a beautiful thing. And just me as a spiritualist and energetic, like it's really just opening up so many new avenues for me to just kind of like experience. And I'm loving it.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying it right now.
Ooh.
Because here I am in my closed-minded thinking. And I've done yoga in the past. And I was just like, yeah.
I remember we went to a yoga session before.
And you go to these classes and you like, sometimes you're the only brown girl in there. Or you're one of two or one of three. Because a lot of white women embrace yoga. A lot of black women don't. But you just got to find your niche. Mm-hmm. And you have to really embody what yoga is. And I think God has brought me to this level and this class to... show me a whole nother, you know, spectrum of the Yoshi I can be.
Cool. That's nice. I don't know if I'm there yet because I still got some hell in me. And right now I ain't ready to let yoga take over.
I still got some hell in me too. Yeah.
I'm still like feeling good in mind though.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to save that thought for another show. We just talk about how... Look, we was all over the place today.
We were talking about prom. We were just talking about, you know, that's how we started.
We were talking about prom and then holidays and how we've gotten off the beaten path of so many things and just kind of bringing things back to simplicity.
Yeah, simplicity. That's all we just want to be simple.
Old school.
Why things got to be so hard? People make things hard.
What have I always told y'all?
People always
life make. Is not hard. People make life hard.
People make life hard. I honestly believe that because you know why? We are not real with ourselves.
Nope.
And I just believe people in those spaces that aren't real with themselves causes more havoc, more harm, more confusion. And I don't think they really mean to. I think some of it's just by force of nature. And then some of it's by circumstance.
So what I will say is that,
I mean, we all have a choice.
Right. But just in going back to simplicity, I feel like social media is the culprit. Boy, you know, social media is like a gift and a curse. Because I ain't going to lie. I need my phone. I need to see. I need to scroll. I need to see what the fuck going on, right? But I feel like it takes away so much from kids living their childhood. Like sitting in front of a TV and just fucking watching cartoons. Why we don't do that no more? Why kids don't go out and play no more?
Because.
Why we sitting at a table with our friends, but we got the phone out and we scrolling. And we, look at this. Look at this. Ha ha. Look at this. Look at this. When we should be having organic, you know, heart-to-heart conversations with the people who we know and love and trust. Mm-hmm. Why are we finding out Uncle Ricky dead on goddamn Facebook?
Because we thrive in complexity. Not that we thrive in it, but we get a thrill in complexity, not thrive. We take a thrill. It's like that roller coaster ride when you go up the roller coaster and then you drop. It's like we enjoy, and I ain't gonna say we, people.
People I don't fuck with roller coasters.
They enjoy the ride yeah. and what it and how it takes them through the loops and hoops. And, you know, I cannot stress. I don't like to be stressed out.
Me either.
Especially when I have no control over
exactly.
it. Exactly. And then when I don't have control over it, I do not sit there and like, I let it go. Like, if I can't control it, then it's like, whatever. Like, you can only fight it for so long. And then you got to release it.
So would you say you're a very simplistic person, Vaughn?
I think I'm simplistic, but I do complicated shit at the same damn time.
Why?
Because I'm a fucking Gemini. It's just keep it real.
So are those your two?
I'm all over the place.
So do you have a simplistic twin and a complex?
Yes.
And a complex they sometimes twin and they fight each other?
Oh, girl, yes. Because, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And see, here's my thing.
Because I think simplistic, but I act complicated.
Oh.
In my mind, I got it all figured out. Uh-huh. And it's so simple. Uh-huh. It's so easy. But I react. I react very complicated. Like, and that's where I'm like, people just don't understand me. They don't understand. But no, it's not they don't understand me. I do some fuck shit sometimes.
Okay.
So just keeping it real.
But what I will give you is that you are conscious of what you're doing and how you're moving and how you're thinking. Because a lot of people live in delusion.
No, I'm not gonna be in delusion.
Right. But a lot of people live in the fact that they do things or say things or live a certain way and it's nothing wrong with it. But at least you can
have a conscious.
Okay.
That's probably why. Like, I have a conscious that tells me, you know this shit ain't right. And it does, I war sometimes with
the conscious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to be delusional about it, or I may act like I'm delusional mm-hmm. about it, but that's because I probably don't want others to know that I know. Like, I don't want someone to sense that I know this shit's fucked up. So I try to
mm-hmm.
make it look simple,
mm-hmm.
but it should be complicated.
Okay.
You know.
And
But I'm real with it because I try to navigate through those.
Yeah.
That. Whatever it is going on.
And I guess the difference between me and my friend are that I'm a Scorpio.
You're out loud with
I'm
it.
Water. Right. Yeah. I'm water. And so I just like a flow. I'm not fighting against nothing. Life is going to flow for me. And when people decide or situations decide that they're going to keep my water from flowing the way it needs to flow, now I'm going to out loud speak on this shit because what the fuck is you doing? I'm out here just flowing. Why the fuck is you coming in here with your little levees and your goddamn dams and trying to barricade how my water flow? Like, what the... So, really? So then, my water got to turn into a goddamn tsunami and Hurricane Katrina and bust all your shit down because here you done come trying to build levees and dams fucking with my water from just flowing naturally.
I like that.
And then I'm the problem. Why did she come and tear you done, all the yep, stuff
because
up?
You done destroyed.
Because how dare her do that? Well, damn it. I was just out here flowing, and you came fucking with me. But now I'm the culprit. You see what I'm talking about? So make it make sense, people. Keep shit simplistic. If water flowing, let the water flow. If a fire burning, don't put gas on it. What the hell you doing?
I was just thinking about the air. I can move in all directions, but once you start confusing me, I'm going to turn into a tornado.
See what I'm talking about?
A little cyclone, and I'm going to... Yes.
That's them two behaviors warring against each other.
Yep.
See what I'm talking about?
And I'm going to get loose.
And sometimes you just got to let a cyclone or a tornado pass on through.
Because they don't have no direction.
Right.
They just
be wilding.
At least you know with the water flow, it's either going to go upstream or downstream.
Or on top of your ass.
You know what I'm saying? Or it's going to crash on you.
Yes.
With the freaking tornado.
You don't know where it's going.
Because air signs, we don't know what the fuck we doing.
Exactly.
We don't know where we going.
What happens when people go stand out trying to record the tornado?
Oh, it's coming in this path. The next thing you know, the people down there recording that's going to, whatever's going across
exactly.
town. It's going to zoop and right over there to them.
Right.
I thought it was coming in my direction.
Because why was your ignorant ass even out there standing there trying to record the tornado? You didn't have nothing else better to do? Come on.
Now, I don't understand storm chasers.
Yeah.
I think that's just the dumbest thing ever.
Who is that?
The storm chasers?
Yeah. Our friends. How many
don't
of us?
Don't make me laugh.
How many? So, here we are.
Oh,
Black
gosh.
People, y'all can be ridiculous in y'all shit. But white people, y'all are a little ridiculous too sometimes. Mm-hmm. Y'all the first ones to go run in a scary movie. What's that noise?
Run to the noise.
The fuck is you mean? What is that noise? Ain't no noise supposed to be here. Ain't nobody supposed to be here but me and Vaughn. So what's that noise? Hey, get your bag. Let's get the fuck out of here. Because ain't nobody supposed to be here but me and you. And we can walk in the opposite direction of the noise. Because we're not going to investigate. Because we're Black.
No, we're going to say.
And we don't give a damn.
Is there anyone here?
No. Yeah. The goddamn
you
monster.
You opening the door. Hello?
Freddy Krueger and Jason. That's who's here, bitch. Let's go. I don't care.
I see you run. I run. And I don't know where we running to, but we running.
Exactly.
Away from the noise.
And that's why the white ladies who be outside jogging 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't understand
who
that.
Who weigh 115 pounds with their little shorts on and their tank top by themselves.
I was just
downtown
going for a morning run.
Yeah.
Minding
by
my
yourself.
Business.
In the dark. Guess who ain't doing that?
No.
Keisha.
First of all,
and Latifah, at all,
because I'd want my sleep.
Because even at 5 o'clock in the daytime with the sunlight, Yolanda has a bat in her hand at the park, walking the trail. Honey, let me tell you something. Hakeem is not running up on me, not with this bat, because the whole time I'm walking, I'm swinging that motherfucker. He know I got a good arm.
You need a spike bat.
And
do you have a spike bat?
No, I don't have a spike bat.
Do they even have those?
I don't know, but I think you can make them.
But that's a good idea.
It is. And another thing, I always keep a blade on me. Let me tell you something. Anybody run up on Yolanda, you're going to have a bad day. Don't do it to yourself, big homie. I would advise you not. You got to stay up. Times is crazy. But we're going to go back to simplicity. And here we go with the people. My girlfriend told me, you always talking about this knife you got and how you want to fight somebody. Don't you know people don't stab and fight no more? They just shoot. I want you to think that, baby. I want you to think that you got time to get your pistol and pull out and take the safety off and shoot somebody every time. Because while you doing that, he already on me. He ready. And I feel like stabbing and fighting is personal because you're never going to try me again. Okay? So I'm going to show you. Like, the one with the gun.
I mean,
what did Kendrick Lamar say?
What is it?
In the song.
I know what you're talking about.
The one with the gun.
I can't remember. I know the shooter. Talking, yeah.
But the one that get killed is the one who lasts forever.
Oh.
See what I'm talking about? Because you're going to know.
What song is that?
I can't remember.
Okay.
But it just came in my mind. You know, I had me a little ADD moment.
But hold on. Say it in the one with the gun.
I can't remember. DJ Blaze, what's the verse from Kendrick Lamar? But the one with the gun lives forever. And I be hustling all day, this away, that away. Money trees.
Okay.
It goes Halle Berry or hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pick your poison, tell me what you do.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna respect the shooter. But the one in front of the gun lives forever.
Okay.
The one in front of the gun lives forever. That's the legend. So you took the easy road out to shoot me. I'm here. Do it. I was ready. That's the legend.
Parables in these songs.
Okay. You got to listen to them. You got to listen to them. I know we got off track with y'all, and we about to close out this episode. You know when we get a little loopy towards
but
the
that's
end.
Being simplicity.
That's simplicity.
That's being simple.
I'm going to always keep it simple because when the world ends and there ain't no cell phone towers and the chip on your debit card don't work, you got to have cash. Do you have cash in your home? Do you have a knife? Because you're going to need that knife not only to kill somebody if they come towards you, but you're going to need that knife to hunt. Do you know how to hunt? Do you know how to find you some food?
You know, that's a very, very good life concept.
Yeah.
Very good, like, because I need to do better.
Yeah, you always got to have a knife.
I need to do better. I don't know how to survive outside of...
You know how to build a fire?
Nope. Give me some matches.
Do you have cash money on you?
I do have cash.
I have cash money in my house.
I probably need a little bit more, but...
Yeah, because what's going to happen? If you don't have a cell phone, how are you going to... You know what I'm saying?
I have radios.
Do you know people's... Right. Do you know people's phone numbers?
Hell no.
And see
that yellow pages
and
no
that's
more?
What I'm talking about. People ain't got no house phone. Y'all just got cell phones. You don't know how to get in touch with people.
Mm-mm.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen.
They have the world has handicapped us.
You have to be ready for Armageddon.
Oh gosh. I don't want to think about that. It's time to go. It's time to go. With all that being said, we're gonna end this show. Just remember, just be simple. Life is not complicated. People are.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you can catch us on all episodes at the very, V-A-R-Y, Miss Sarah podcast.com. You can catch us on social media using the handle the very, V-A-R-Y, Miss Sarah podcast.
And we are out of here.
Bye.